720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line, honored to have one of the true foundational figures of food TV, from all-time favorites, Good Eats, to calling the action for Iron Chef America and basically driving chefs crazy with Cutthroat Kitchen. So many shows food fans love, from the legendary Alton Brown. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me on. How are things in Chicago today?
Well, as good as can be expected. With survival as our basic expectation, we are exceeding that. We are alive, kicking, and excited to have you on in whatever way we can. And with the pandemic happening right now, you know, I think a lot of people have upped their food game. Food has been one of those things that that people have been talking about and doing, whether it's cooking more at home, whether it's trying more stuff. So let's talk a little bit about you as a guy who's always working on his food game and honing it to a razor sharpness. How has it been?
Well, you know, quarantine and the pandemic in general I have to look at the sunny side. Yes, there's been a lot of bad, but the good part, one of the good parts, is people are cooking a great deal more at home. They're cooking more with their families, they're eating at home. And I know that's not great if you love restaurants or if you work at a restaurant, but I think that we've got to focus on maybe some permanent changes that might come out of this when we do finally come out of this. And people have been asking me either on social media or, you know, getting in touch with me and talking about, you know, advice for cooking during this time. And I'm like, play with your food. You've got time. You're at home. And whatever you make, your family is going to eat because they don't have any choice. They're hungry. You know, it's the perfect time to experiment. It's the perfect time to try out new things. Now, a lot of us are having a tough time getting certain ingredients. For a while, I couldn't get a bag of flour. But if you can get a few basic things in your pantry, you can really start creating versatile meals by taking advantage of time. Most of us are home all day. We're working. We've got 15 minutes in the morning, we've got 10 minutes in the afternoon, we've got a little time in the evening. So divide and conquer. Plan ahead, and then divide up your cooking chores through the day, or get your kids to help. So there are a lot of really good things that can come out of this. Well, and some of it is just looking at food differently. You know, my wife and I have changed around the way that our meals are happening. We're eating, for instance, when the quarantine hit, we planted some lettuce in some containers out on our deck. And so now we're having salads for breakfast. Our go-to breakfast is salad. And, you know, that probably wouldn't have happened 8 months ago, you know. That's just a few things that we're doing, and I'm talking to.
No, you're doing great and people appreciate it. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned sort of work and you mentioned sort of experimenting and all the kind of things that you're known for, and with kind of everybody getting that crash course education in Zoom and having it be a part of whether it's the food television or some of the demos or just some of the ways that people are connected and kind of sharing what it is that they're doing. How's that been for you? Has it been natural, like an extension on the experimentation, cutting edge kind of thing, or has it been something that you've had to work on?
Experimentation is the product of necessity a lot of times. And I think that when things first started to get really strange, people were intimidated by it. You know, people like, oh my God, I can't go to my favorite restaurant. I'm going to have to stay here. I'm going to have to cook at home. But then people started to play around and look at their pantry and say, well, I've got this and I've got this, so I'm going to use a little bit of this. I mean, an example for me, I think that I was lucky because I was starting a new project with the people over at Healthy Choice. Who are making these power dressing line, and I'm a huge salad fan. So they make these new dressings that are packed with actual food. They're made with, you know, pureed vegetables instead of like a lot of oil and stuff. And so I have something new to play with, these new dressings, garden French and creamy Italian, creamy ranch. So I've been like trying to figure out ways that I could take the most mundane items and dress them up. Quite literally. So I've been like, my wife and I found a 5-pound bag of chicken wings in the freezer down in our basement. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to marinate these things in ranch dressing and bacon. And whatever happens is going to happen. And you know what? They were so good. We ate them off the sofa. We had to take a shower afterwards. By the way, a shower is not something any restaurant can offer you. No restaurant in the United States that I know of offering showers at the time. So I've been really lucky because I've had new toys to play with and flavors to play with, and I've been really inspired by that. My go-to breakfast salad, by the way, that I just came up with a few weeks ago is called, I left my heart in avocado. An avocado heart to palm salad dressed in the Healthy Choice Garden French. And if you want that recipe, by the way, it's my favorite salad right now, you can get it at ReadySetEat.com. And it's got, you know, like heart to palm, which is something that lasts 75,000 years in a pantry. Avocados packed with nutrition. So now is the time to experiment. Now is the time to not be intimidated by food. And now is the time, above all, to get the entire family involved in the cooking process, because we all have this room in our house or apartment called the kitchen, and that is a place for building meals, but also building relationships.
Such an inspiration, though, too, as far as trying to inspire us not only to think differently about food, consider all the aspects of it, and get in there and make things happen. When it comes to staying connected, you know, you were such obviously a prolific figure on Food Network and all that kind of television, certainly social media prolific as well. And then those live performances, of course, a lot of that stuff is on hold. Tell us before we let you go about the new series that you've got, Quarantine Kitchen, certainly the name. Cool. It sounds necessary, Quarantine right? But Kitchen, this is cool.
Yeah, so this is a perfect example of how pandemics change everything. One night, at the very beginning of the craziness, my wife and I had a couple of cocktails, and we were going to make dinner. And usually, like most Americans, we have no idea what we're going to make. None. We just start grabbing stuff and cooking. And I decided on a lark. I was like, you know what? Let's just turn it on YouTube. Let's stream this live. Nobody's going to watch, but it might be fun for us. And now tonight, because it's Tuesday, we will be doing our 19th episode. It's become like our thing. It's you know, we have a fan base, and it's our date night. So food, and it's so strange because I realized my biggest realization when I started doing this project with my wife is that holy crap, my wife can cook. Mm. And somebody said, well, why didn't you know that? And I was like, because I never let her before. Because I'm the food guy. I do the cooking. And you know what? I don't think without the pandemic, I never would have realized, holy smokes, I live with a wonderful cook, and our kitchen relationship now has become our date night. And so I actually owe, I don't want to say I owe a debt of gratitude to the pandemic, but our life has changed radically for the better through food because of doing this project together. So we're having to change our time from 7 live on YouTube, on my channel, on the Alton Brown channel, to 8. Because I'm starting to shoot my show Good Eats this week for Food Network. So our time has changed. But we really enjoy letting people into our house, into our life. We don't clean up. We don't dress up. We don't arrange the pantry. It's us just 100% raw and real. And I think that people are responding to the reality and the authenticity of that. I hope.
ReadySetEat.com is the website, Nathan, as you have provided so much entertainment and inspiration for people over the years, and now it's actually even less about entertainment and more needed, right? We need this, and it looks like you're getting some great stuff out of the whole thing, too, and learning some new lessons, if you can imagine that. So, Alton, last thing, do you have a website where people can go to catch up with your personal adventures?
We're just getting ready to relaunch AltonBrown.com this month. You can follow me on any of the social media platforms as Alton Brown. And then, of course, for recipes, it's hardtobeatfoodnetwork.com.
Alton Brown, thanks so much for what you're doing. I'll let you get back to it. And thanks for jumping on the show tonight.